Türen schließen! Das Blumenpflücken während der Fahrt ist verboten!
State of war would exist between us. This country is at war.
I, your leader, will see you safely through to a better world! And now, a walk in the Black Forest.
Good evening and welcome to Walk in the Black Forest, episode 321. On tonight's show, welcome to the brand new world of non-terrestrial broadcasting. Hi, how are you? You well? You good? Oh, it's fantastic. Nice to have you here. Now, last week we spoke to you about some exciting prospects that we were going to have on the show. None of those have come through. So we'd just like to bring you this brand new edition of A Walk in the Black Forest, brought to you by the wonderful world of the web, Steve Jobs, that other guy.
He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. Yeah.
Oh. Who else is dead?
Quite a few people.
Yeah, it's a long list, really.
Yeah.
It's kind of ruining my intro.
I know. But, you know, we could listen if you want.
Do you want to go back? You can go back.
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Another party that you never meant to go. It was a good one with glamour and show. Mascalade.
I don't think
that's not supposed to do that.
I paid $15 for that. I want a freaking refund. Refund?
Do you know how
refund?
Much it cost me to get a plug-in that would cause a skip like that?
You know, Pro Tools has come a long way.
It's amazing, isn't it? The thing is, there was like 2 dozen different skip plug-ins that I had to choose from.
Did you buy them all from the App Store to see how they went?
Yes, I did.
Oh, it's amazing. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a walk in the Black Forest. And I'm not going to sit here and say what we're on. Because we're not actually on that anymore.
We are. We're on the internet.
We are on the internet.
The brand, brave new world internet. Of terrestrial broadcasting. Non-terrestrial broadcasting.
Which, of course, has been a radical success.
It's been amazing, hasn't it?
For about 2 days. And then it just changed.
And then didn't hear much about it.
Didn't hear much for the remaining 5 days. Yeah. And now we're back.
Yeah.
It's kind of bizarre.
And anything that's left, Abbott has just cancelled anyway.
Exactly.
Did you know we're on DAB4 now?
Are we?
Yeah. DAB2 didn't take off too well, so DAB4.
Aren't we on dial-up?
You might be on dial-up.
Yeah, I might be on dial-up.
Explains your social life.
It has explained my social life, as does Tinder and Grindr. So that's another
story.
We're on
the NBN3.
Can I I actually work with a young lady who uses Tinder.
Wow, so do I. I work really? With a young lady as well.
So do I as well.
Weird. And she uses Tinder quite regularly. Now, I'm not really across this whole dating internet.
Social media?
Social media.
What is this, Twitter?
Twitter.
Twitter. So I'm not really across it, and I'm trying to get my head around it, and I kind of get, because I've had the previous conversations about Grindr, right?
Well, that's the funny thing, because Tinder is about getting your head around it.
It was around getting around ahead. So I'm a little confused because I get Grindr, I get what that's about. I don't understand Tinder.
Okay, so here's the thing, right? So my current world involves a lot around technology.
Oh.
And so I thought I needed to understand this Tinder thing. Mm. So I went to Fee and said, look, okay, I'm going to install Tinder on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about me trying to find some chicks in Walthamstow.
That's what they all say. Because they're all in Walthamstow.
They are all in Walthamstow.
I was looking in the wrong place.
And certain people can tell you what the postcode of Walthamstow is.
2877?
No, East 17.
Is it?
Yes, really?
East
17. Yes.
That's
where they came from.
Our listeners would have no idea what that meant.
However, have they ever had any idea what anything we say means? No. So I installed it, and there were two things that frightened me about it. Thing number one was it had to connect to your Facebook account.
True.
Mm.
Which I'm thinking, do I really want my Facebook, like my mum, to be seeing I'm on Tinder? Because she goes, now, what's this Tinder thing? Or she says, oh, I'm on Tinder. Both of those would be...
Can I just say, if you were ever matched up with your mum on Tinder, there's a serious problem with Tinder.
There's some serious things.
You can swipe, though.
That's true.
It's all right. You're
you
safe.
Swipe left and it's all done.
Safe.
I know you can. Point being is...
So, you think that's how cougars find their sons?
Oh, no.
No, I don't really want to be thinking like that. The second
Why were you logging into Tinder?
Because I wanted to research, see how it worked. Right, research, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
I logged into Grindr for the same reason, but that ended up entirely differently.
2 years later, I still hadn't done enough research.
That's exactly right. I just wasn't sure how
You hate my levels, don't you, Abe?
Always.
yes. Anyway, and the second thing that scared me was the fact that, all it basically is for anyone who's never seen it, which is basically anyone over the age of 50, I would suspect, is, you know, you just swipe left,
there's
right.
There's probably a minimum level too, Pete, I'm guessing.
Yep.
There's probably a minimum level.
Well, I think you'd have to be 18, yeah.
I think you do.
You have to admit to be 18.
Oh, well, I just lost my interest in 2.
Well, because it doesn't have anyone over 50.
Yeah, pretty much. Can I tell you another thing, right, on this Tinder thing? There's a real problem.
Your mum must be
with getting old. There's a real problem with getting old.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things I've found is cougars.
Yep.
Are no longer cougars.
No.
Are they? They're really, really.
They're contemporaries.
They're just in uni.
Well, when you're in your 20s, right, and a cougar's like, hey, 40, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're 40, you're closer to 70. Yeah. And it really doesn't have the same thing.
I didn't realize the definition of a cougar was dependent upon your age.
Well, it kind of
Does
loses the point.
Does it say that
point?
In the dictionary? It says, yeah, it's certain age brackets, this is what it means.
Actually, I don't know.
You don't know?
I also don't know what Tinder is. So this Tinder thing. Yes. Anyway, so this girl I work with has been on Tinder, right?
Yeah.
And she has gone on a couple of dates.
Yeah.
There was one week where she went on a different date every day. And I'd just like to talk about Tinder protocol.
Yeah. Mm.
What happens if the guy on the second date you really like, as in like day two, so Tuesday,
yeah.
And you've got a Wednesday, Thursday, not a Friday. Never go up on Friday for a Tinder date, okay? Yeah. Apparently that's the thing.
It's a rule?
Yeah, it's a rule. Okay. No Friday Tinder dates.
Why?
Well, because it's giving up your own personal time for some person you don't think is going to be any good.
No, but you've got to think they're vaguely good because you've swiped them right. And they've swiped you right as well. Mm. So there's got to be something there. It's not
really?
Like... Yeah.
Is it because the scary people come out on Fridays?
It's quite possible.
I think that's why. Scary people come out on Fridays.
So what happens?
I usually go out on Friday.
All right. On your own?
I sit at home with a cup of tea.
Yeah. Wide berth.
What?
That's his name on Tinder.
Wide berth. People go, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, with it now. Anyway, your friend.
No, I just wanted Tinder protocol. I want to talk to you about Tinder protocol because I'm not aware of it, okay? And I think it's something...
You seem to know a lot about it, though, yes. I must say.
Well, I live vicariously through others.
Do you?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't really have much of a life. I don't think being permanently attached to an Xbox One is the best idea, mainly because they're quite bulky.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's awkward, know. You know, getting on the bus and stuff like that.
Do they make like an extra Opal hit for that?
Maybe they do.
Yeah.
Now, Zeusk, on the other hand, I see on Facebook, Zeusk is very popular.
Who's Zeus?
Well,
apart from the obvious.
He's a Greek god. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No,
Zeusk. So Zeusk.
What's Zeusk?
It's a dating app, basically. Uh-huh. And I think you can kind of get it on Facebook and stuff like that. This is big. A lot of people are into the whole, like, you know, Zeusk thing.
Mm-hmm. It's this to me, it's gone straight over me. It's a trend I have missed.
I know Twitter's an internet thing, but that's about the limit of my knowledge.
Really? But is it internet 2.0?
1.5, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah, great.
I've heard about this 2.0. I've heard it might, you know, you might be able to like communicate like both ways.
Is that right? That's interesting.
Left and right.
Yeah.
Ironically, you can do the same thing on Grindr.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was a song.
I hated that song.
Did you? Mm. You've always hated that. You've hated that song since 1994.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you great. Did.
Tell us about it, Pete.
You tweeted about it in 1994. I remember the first tweet you ever posted.
Pretty amazing. That was Internet's 1.2.
At Abe's tweet, I hated that song.
Yeah, I think the problem was
hate song.
I think it was a waterfront thing.
I think it might have been a waterfront. Yeah, Frank.
Pretty
Frank,
sure.
Frank may have got it for us.
Yeah, put me in a hole. I've got to find something that matches all that.
Absolutely nothing. Now, you are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to A Walk in the Black Forest. All digital all the time.
Yes, episode 321, yeah. A milestone in
celebrating the demise of traditional
radio. The whole thing's dead. Traditional radio, gone.
It has. No one listens to it anymore. Mm. Kyle and Jackie O, gone. Mm.
Well, yeah, but to be fair, they took a large part of their audience with them. So,
well, that's actually one of my stories today that I didn't actually read through.
Oh, that's excellent.
So there's nothing to it.
So we've made a link now. And I was going to say
they were on top when we had the show last week, weren't they?
They were on the top of the show last week.
And then they're still on top.
Exactly.
In some way. So, gentlemen,
yep.
What did you do this week?
Do I get to go? Do I go first?
You go first, man.
Well, see, for me, this is a fairly tough question. Because with my jet-setting lifestyle, my sort of playboy living.
Tell us where you've been since last week.
Where have I been since last week? Well, the list is
just like you have 320 other times.
That's very true. I have told many, and each time, usually, I have to admit, I'd been somewhere different.
Can I just say, if you hit that table one more time, I'll punch you in the face.
I don't know what. There we go. Thank you for that. I appreciate the violence. Come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help! I'm being repressed.
We're back to Grindr.
How were the pythons?
Oh yes, I can talk about that. I did go and see Monty Python almost. What was it called? One Down, Five to Go.
Yeah.
Which was their sort of paying for John Cleese's divorce.
Yes.
well, they admitted all of that.
Wow.
There were two things for me that I thought were they were quite funny, but B, I realised that my entire radio career has been mercilessly ripped off from them.
Oh, really? I thought it was from Fast Forward.
Sometimes wasn't I thought it was from Rewind.
No, I don't think it was Fast Forward. I think it may have been... What was the show? The Comedy Company.
Oh,
Comedy
Company. Yes.
Comedy Company, is that the one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the
and
one.
And Fast Forward. She goes.
I think you did a lot of Fast Forward, didn't you?
I don't really remember.
I think my personal... The funniest man on TV, the funniest man in Australia...
Yep.
This is a link to Fast Forward. Mm. Is Sean McAuliffe at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
I
doesn't think so.
Look, I
because
don't know.
He had a passionate romance with the man, and he's regretting every minute of
it. He right swiped him on Tinder, and it just never.
Yeah. As I find myself getting horrendously older, I'm starting to resent people with hair, and I just think that Sean McAuliffe has too much hair.
Mm. He does have good hair.
He's got great hair,
and the way it impacts on his comedy is just amazing.
Dude, he's like Samson. He gets strength from the hair. Don't you get it?
All comedy is about follicle.
Is it?
Yeah, it's to me, it's the most important.
I think you mispronounced that. Is it
follicle?
That's it.
That's what.
Anyway,
back to the pythons. Yeah. So yeah, look, they were funny. They were engaging. They, you know, they made lots of jokes about themselves. You know, they spent half the thing breaking. Because
the parrot sketch was most amusing.
Yeah, the parrot sketch. They broke. Cleese just, you know, pissed himself with laughter pretty much any time he.
Do you think they did that when they forgot what they were going to say?
Well. Terry Jones couldn't forget what he was going to say because he had cue cards.
Oh, God.
Because he can't remember anything. So he just stands... Like, they just invented ways with whatever sketch Terry Jones was in, he could carry a cue card.
Really?
So in the one with the four Yorkshiremen, which is where, you know, where
you're
the
next.
Whole sort of, you know, the one about, you know, I lived in a hole and, you know, hot iron and all sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Terry Jones just happened to be holding a newspaper.
Oh,
and that's when he had his cue cards on.
Mm. Wow!
When they had the chocolate, the box of chocolate, you know, with the frog that had a giant saber coming through and hitting the top about that thing. You know
I don't know that one.
No, I didn't see it.
You didn't see it either.
I saw the video. The TV. Version.
I'm too young.
I didn't see that.
No,
and this was a special night for you. They said, "Oh, Pete's coming along.
We'll do the saber
let's
sketch.
Do the saber with the frog thing." It looked the great thing.
I hope he swipes us right.
One of the great things about living in London is that you get.
Here we go. How long are we getting?
We're in about 18 minutes.
That's pretty good, Pete.
That's pretty damn good. Before I mentioned
I'm
to
impressed.
It, one of the great things about living in London is you get the opportunity to see stuff like that Python thing or whatever else. Mm. The best thing I saw recently, and I think I live tweet. I didn't tweet you. I think I WhatsApped you.
Did you?
I might have WhatsApped you, or I sent you a message about the fact I saw Gillian Anderson.
That's right.
What's WhatsApp?
You know Tinder?
Yeah.
but it's got photo. It's got real photos.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, I should get that.
Yeah, you should get that one as well. No, no, I got to see Gillian Anderson in Streetcar Named Desire.
Yes.
Yeah. Which, A, was...
which is ironic because she's not desirable.
That's a good point. Although, you know, history, you can imagine what she was like back in 1990, what was it, 89?
No, no.
91?
90. No, it wasn't that early. It was like 98.
98?
Must have been.
I'm feeling old.
I thought you said masturbate.
That's right. That's what it is.
Might have been 98. Masturbate.
Oh, dear. So, yes, I've got, apart from...
Hasn't technology changed?
Has...
What?
Did we finish?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm pretty much
That's
done.
What you're saying. You're saying you, the subtext of where you were going sounded like, I've got nothing. Please, someone takes it. Take it away.
No, I
was going to say, I was thinking about this today, actually. Mm. It's amazing how things, because when we first started this show,
yep.
We used to get things off the internet before anybody knew what the internet was.
That's right. We used to do the 14 times.
The what? Oh, yeah, we did. The 14 times, yeah.
Yeah, we used to do obscure sports.
Yeah, we did all this crap that was off the... I'm going to get punched. all this stuff off the internet. And these days, everybody does that. And I'm going through material before the show. And I'm thinking, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's it. No, everybody knows that now.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
So if you're now, let's say you're a young up-and-coming radio person, like a young Turk, starting your first time
well,
in
community. Well, started Turkish Times, because I don't speak Turkish.
Well, you've got to be free tonight.
Yeah. So if you're a young Turk and you're starting your community radio career for your very first show.
Yeah, you've got into the wrong medium.
You've got into the wrong medium because it's dead. It's over. Where do you get your stuff now? Because basically,
do you get yourself now?
I said stuff.
Oh, where do you stuff?
He's got an accent. Stop that. He lives in London now.
So I've heard. It's a nasty rumor.
I know it is a nasty.
Ointment will get that off sometimes.
We're not. Well, actually, no, I was going to say something about accents, but I decided not to.
Did you say laxants?
You know what's happened since you? In 6 years, your hearing is just gone. You've just. You know, next thing I'm going to see, you're going to have your walking stick. You're going to be shaking it at young people.
I left it in the car because I didn't want to be ridiculed.
21 minutes in and we're already doing old person jokes.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who is banging?
I want to banging anything.
He's just excited to be here.
Yeah, probably.
It's been the story of my life, really.
Keep going. You're going to talk about technology.
I thought I was
going
to make out accents. I don't like French. It gives me the shits.
No, I'm not going to. No. No, you're not tempting me to speak French.
This is A Walk in the Black Forest on a non-terrestrial radio station near you.
You want to do it again?
No. Not really. Why? Did I say something wrong?
Should we go to a song?
Let's go to a song. What the bigger? Was a song again.
Yeah. It was.
I actually love that song.
You like that song?
Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite. I have fond memories with that song.
Because in 1994, you also tweeted that as well.
It's weird because the song didn't come out till 2003.
Mm. And Twitter wasn't around either.
Young
you were so prescient.
That's tonight.
Speak of your own self, Princess.
Have you changed your name?
I have.
Princess. Princess Pete. That kind of works.
Oh, that works.
Well, that's my Tinder name.
Oh, really? Swipe left.
Oh, yes. So, I would assume, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this, you have...
And if you're not,
nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do. So, you may have discovered this show by finding it randomly on SoundCloud.
Right.
Which is probably where it'll be.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
I don't know.
You may have discovered it by the fact that you sort of started searching the internet and you were so bored that you got down to like the 57,000th entry on the Google search, and you found some random link to a website called Walk in the Black Forest, and you thought, yeah, that's going to have where I can buy like cheap CDs from, because we may have mentioned the word cheap and CD somewhere in there.
Yes.
Or, of course, you could be stuck in Guantanamo Bay, and this could be some sort of white noise program the US Army is using to torture you.
Mm. So can I ask you a question? Actually, you've ticked me onto something which I did want to have
a ticked you, have I?
More than likely, they're probably a family member who feels like obliged to actually...
So that's right. Yeah, you guys have been talking about this show you used to do for so long... And you know,
yeah, it's just not living up to expectation.
No, the show you did the week before, that was much better.
Awesome.
That was
awesome.
Much, much better.
That was last week, good.
That was before terrestrial broadcasting
died. It's all over.
It was a quick death.
So I'm going to ask you a question, Abe. You're a person who you're a man of the world.
Am I?
Yeah, you are. Oh. You're
I don't live in London.
He tinders.
You're an informed citizenry.
Well, I'd just like to say that was not Pete or I.
No, that was Abe, that one.
Thumping.
Yes. You're an informed citizenry.
Thank you.
The US Congress recently had a sort of report into torture.
Yes.
That's taken them all of probably 12 odd years
to dig up since they buried it 12 years ago.
Yeah. Exactly right. So I just want to ask a question because we were talking about, actually I don't know why we were talking about this, but I was going to ask there was a number of the techniques that they were talking about in terms of torture. Mm. One of those was called rectal feeding.
Look, I did hear about this, and I think it's what the habit was when Oprah was taken off air, they had to come up with something else.
Yeah.
They just used to strap people in and make them watch repeats of Oprah from 1985 all the way through.
Is it kind of like, you get an enema, you get an enema? You know.
Isn't that Dr. Phil?
It might be Dr. Phil.
Oh.
But no,
Dr. Oz, is that the new kind of...
Yeah, Dr. Oz, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's...
You said rectal feeding.
Yes.
And what is that, by the way?
I don't know.
That's what I was asking.
As soon as Pete said it, he looks at me as if I know. What is rectal feeding?
I don't know.
Is it just
know.
Eating poo?
Is that what? I don't honestly know.
Is that just what it is?
But here's the thing, though.
Not necessarily the poo. Poo doesn't have to be coming out at the time.
Dick Cheney was asked whether, and this was on the... Yes.
Pause in the proceedings. 24 minutes in, Richard obsessed with poo. 24
I've been
minutes
obsessed
in.
With it ever since the last show.
Yeah. It was only last week.
Yeah.
My headphones are buzzing. I'm going to move mine.
Is it you
into
or me?
I'm going to stick mine in a different hole.
And the fourth wall is down at 26 minutes.
Thank you. Good. So anyway, as you say, yes, the Americans have been doing an investigation into torture.
Yes.
And Captain Dick, as I believe we used to call him, Dick Cheney.
Yep.
Oh. Yes. Yep. He's come out, which is nice of him, yeah, Grinder. Would... He's actually saying that he would do torture again.
Yeah, he would.
Recreationally. Mm. Yes, yeah. Nothing to do with an island.
But not on a Friday night.
No, not on Friday night.
Torture. That's scary.
Torture Friday night.
That's one of those torture rules.
It's a policy.
You just don't do it on Friday night.
It's a policy.
Now he justified the torture,
yeah,
saying that anything he could do to get the bastards,
yeah,
which I don't know about the marital status of these people. I don't think that's fair. I mean, what parents do is not up to the kid. Yeah. We should not punish the children.
But what he also did say was that...
Have you seen Peppa Pig?
That rectal,
yes.
That the rectal feeding torture was only done for medicinal purposes.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I've seen a German film like that.
Yeah.
What?
Das Kleister und Feeding.
Okay, so rectal feeding is a torture, and they only do it for medicinal
purposes. Yes.
Amazing.
That makes no sense at all.
Now, unfortunately, there was a German citizen who was kidnapped by the Americans, thinking that he was a bad guy. Mm. And he was actually shipped off to Afghanistan and sodomized in a case of mistaken identity.
What?
Can I just... No, this is in the report.
Is it actually in the report?
What I don't understand is...
These people are in
this,
charge.
Is this some kind of thing they do now? Like, I don't understand how that's a form of, excuse me, sir, can you give us some information? No. Okay, well, bend over.
But
waterboarding just wasn't working. Did you notice? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's why they escalated it.
But isn't this, I mean, this is one of the problems that we have with the political discourse today.
Oh.
Just the political discourse.
Just the political discourse.
26 minutes in, political discourse.
Mm. You got a checklist.
Yeah.
It's Wibber Bingo.
I've nearly won.
I haven't because I only got the German version.
Well, you would have got that in the intro.
No, I did. That's true. That's a good point. No, but like, okay, so we look at the way they talk about this. So, okay, clearly you've got a president who ran on the basis that he would say torture was never going to happen again. This is all done. Mm. This is all rubbish. This, you know, we're not going to do what happened during the Bush era. This is all over. Mm. He then gets into there and probably gets told by his national security advisors that actually, by doing this, we're kind of saving lives.
Mm. Yeah.
So, because he's asked then the question, as a president, would you deny yourself more information?
Mm.
You know, someone else has had all this information. Mm.
This is very West Wing. I like this bit.
Yeah.
So
it's very serious.
So what happens is that idea that we don't talk about this as torture.
Yeah, we don't
this
talk
is
about it.
This is enhanced interrogation techniques.
Exactly.
Now starts to
not
appear.
Done by American nationals, because if it's not done by American nationals, then you can't actually get pipped for it.
Correct.
But what Abe's saying is it was all a case of mistaken identity.
Basically. I think they thought it was Peppa Pig.
Yes.
Oh, I like
poor
Peppa Pig.
Pepper. What did she do? You know, she just happened to have a name that was on a no-fly list.
She jumped in a muddy puddle.
She did.
Can I say, pigs are never meant to fly.
What the bigger?
Yes, this was another song. Did you like this one in 2007?
I tell you? Probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Yeah, I liked it.
I think it was one of my smash hits 87s, which is weird because it came out in 2007.
I know.
You know,
you are a time traveller par excellence.
Well, yeah, my CD collection has a certain time traveller bent to it. By the way, can I say, how annoying did Amy Pond get in Doctor Who?
Like, incredibly.
Do you watch Doctor Who?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm watching Doctor Who, right? And I thought, hot redhead, right?
Hot redhead.
Woo! Big fan, right? Really annoying. I just wanted one of those angels to touch
her. And it all kind of a bit weirdy.
Yeah,
kind
I don't know about that either.
But don't knock the angels.
But did you see her in... Cause
I hate the angels. Because like Aussie angels. Rocks is crap.
Post-Doctor Who, she ended up being picked up by an American network. She did Guardians of the Galaxy. Then she got picked up by an American network to do a show called...
What's that for?
Called Selfie.
Selfie.
Sexy.
It lasted for one episode before it got cancelled.
Now, I'm going to say something incredibly politically incorrect here, but I'm looking forward to her celebrity porn tape. I'm just putting it out there, because really, she's got nothing much else.
No, she doesn't, because she had to do a US comedy with John Cho.
Who's John Cho?
Who's John Cho?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, John Cho.
He was on a good show about a radio station called Go On. With the guy who played Chandler from The Friends, whatever his name was.
Matthew Perry.
Perry. Yeah. That guy, The Friends.
The Friends. The Friends?
Yeah, The Friends. I always called it was The Friends.
It's just written above The Friends.
Oh, really?
Actually, speaking of Friends, I was in...
I don't think so.
Can I drop another city now?
There we go.
Okay, so I was in... where was I? I was in Washington, D.C.
Oh, here we go.
And
I thought I was going to say something like Belgium or...
City per city a segment.
I was in Washington, D.C., and they were advertising it's the 20th anniversary. Was it 20th anniversary of Friends this year?
I don't know.
I think it was 20th anniversary of Friends or something like that.
That sounds about right.
And so they because
the ending or the starting?
I think it was the starting. So they were releasing
more than that. I think would
or
it yeah
might,
you know
yeah he's more than that.
You know it
might
would
be 20th anniversary
because
ending then.
2014 now, so that'd be what 1982.
Yeah,
I can't do maths.
94. No.
Yeah, somewhere. But they,
is so 84.
So, 94.
So they've just relaunched an enhanced.
The Blu-ray is amazing.
Yeah, the Blu-ray and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. So what they did was they set up a Central Perk coffee shop pop-up store.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
In DC. So Fee and I saw this thing, and there was like a whole block of people queuing up. And we sort of walked around the next block, and there was another block of people queuing up.
Yeah.
There was I am not joking. There was a queue 2.5 kilometers long to go in, sit in a faked up version of the Central Perk coffee store on a faked up couch that someone's probably just gone and bought from IKEA, to sit in that couch, get their photo taken. I believe the queue to get from the beginning to end was 8.5 hours.
Whoa.
Wow.
To do that.
Well, okay. So
I'd
remember,
quote a line from Friends if I could, but I don't know one.
I don't know anyone.
You know the really funny thing? The cast of Friends were actually working there because they don't have jobs anymore. So now, when the Game of Thrones exhibition came to Sydney, there was these massive lines.
Yep. Right?
Massive, massive lights. Hours and hours and hours it took. Yep. And really, it was so people could go in and have their photo taken on what was purported to be the Iron Throne, but actually isn't, because it's not how is it the book and the other thing.
It'd be too heavy to fly over here, wouldn't it?
Because iron.
Well, not really.
Yeah, it would, if it was all iron.
Well, George R. R. Martin's flown over here.
Yeah, he's but, you know, you bring a fiberglass one, surely, because of
lighter. I think it was plastic.
Well, that's even better.
Remember the Easter show?
The fake of Hollywood.
Remember and it's dangerous. What if the sword punctures the side of the plane?
Good. I didn't think of that.
What if the plane falls out of the sky and the throne falls down?
What if a dragon attacks the plane?
Well, exactly. That's why you would put some of the cast up there with it, just in case.
So can I ask a question? I've got some points out here. Yeah, you're a Game of Thrones fan?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Don't go on about the fucking book. So I was waiting
I just want to say something here.
Yeah, what?
For many, many decades, anytime Abe and I riffed off about anything science fiction or fantasy, you'd be sitting going, what the fuck's that? Never heard of that show. Doctor Who? Who the fuck's that?
Yeah, you know what?
You know what? Now I'm sitting here going, Game of Thrones, what?
It's interesting. Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't watch the show. It's,
yeah, but you would have read
the books.
The books
are so much better.
Yeah, right. Now, as soon as, my problem is I got into it the first three or four episodes.
Yeah.
And then there was magic. And then it's like, oh,
what? Hold on.
I can't believe I got sucked into this thing.
What point of dragons did you think there wouldn't be magic?
Well, there was dragons as well, and yes, it just kind of got worse from there. But you know, because it's made in compressed kind of thing to suck you in, you kind of just keep watching it, and I just think, yeah, okay, it's magic, fine.
See, but
I just think everyone needs a bath.
I mean, it is a.
They look really dirty, really.
You're like those twerps, who read the
that's
book.
A word I haven't heard and since 1986.
And then they go, "What I'm going about? Oh god, it was much better in the book."
Hold on, wait.
These people new to Game of Thrones. I'm not a big fan. I watch it when it's on, but you know, I'm not a crazed Game of Thrones fan. There's a better TV. But
whereas you are a crazed Game of Thrones fan.
See, I'm having a problem. I have a dichotomy.
Dichotomy.
I don't know if that's a correct
term. There's a cream for that.
I'm sure there is. I think I ate it before the show.
Yeah.
I have an issue. See, as a fan of the books, right? Dude, I read the first one in 1999.
I know, I'm waiting for that.
Give me a break.
We interviewed him at the end of the first one.
I'm waiting for the reference to 6 years, but keep going.
What 6 years?
Wasn't there a 6 year gap between.
Oh, don't even start me.
Yeah, I know.
Never mind. Do you know, I tell you. A weird story.
No, go back to your story.
I've just started reading other books because I didn't want to dilute the storyline. And I figured since I've been waiting so many years for the next books, I'd actually read another book. Mm. Anyway, Neil Gaiman.
You should
American
watch the
Gods.
TV because like 1 hour is one book.
Yeah, but see, the show is not related to the book. Mm. So I have this thing.
That's why I like it.
I don't mind the show, right? I've now got past this point where I realise it's not the book. Mm. It's just a show, right? Just a show, loosely based on it, yippee-ki-yay, mofo, all that kind of stuff. You know, naked people.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Blood.
Blood, exactly. Mm. Not as much blood as the books, though. Mm. You know, the bloods. The blood's got books everywhere.
I know, it's amazing.
Anyway, so that's my issue.
Oh, that's it?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah, right.
So well, you're the one who brought it up.
No, I did. I didn't mention Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you did, actually. No, I did. That was you, was it?
It was you.
I'm a different person. Oh, you... See how we're
you're
different?
You're not Abe?
I'm sitting on this side and he's sitting on that side.
He was talking about how he was in a line with the throne.
Okay, there we go, right.
So
Jesus Christ.
So the Iron Throne at the exhibition, right?
The Iron Throne?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Game of Thrones for a bit.
Are you into it?
Yeah. I've seen a few of them.
Yeah.
I heard it's better than the books.
I heard
the books were just too slow and not enough detail.
Yeah, too ponderous.
There was some magic in the books, too. I'm a big fan of magic.
Hate magic. Yeah, exactly. And dragons.
You know what? Because magic's not real.
Yeah, dragons? Fuck them.
As long as the magic, the dragons can't cast spells.
Can the dragons cast spells?
I don't know.
I didn't like the idea that the eggs went into the fire. That's not real either.
That was cool.
Because the fire would burn the eggs.
The dragon eggs, you're Wally. You're world-class buffoon. By the way, can I just mention both of you have sworn Richard started first, but you've sworn three times.
Thank you.
I didn't mention what it was like in London. I didn't mention London.
Do you have a count, though?
Oh, yeah.
He used to keep a count of this last week.
You'll have to go back and...
Yeah, he's got it there. It's all good.
Tell us about your throne.
So tell us about the IM
before I talk about mine.
So the IM throne.
Insert flushing toilet noise there, by the way. That'd be quite funny.
What you should do is replace the story with a different TV show, but tell the same story.
Okay, so I was watching the other day. What I don't get is, I was a really big fan of the book, right? But I watched The Cosby Show now, and I've got no clue what's going on.
And people were lining up to sit on him? Oh, that's a different story. Is that The Friends?
It is.
The Friends.
Now that actually wasn't a song.
I think I turned the mic on half a second there. So I'm one of the greatest technological achievements. Well, are you just going to correct everyone's language the whole show?
Yeah, but the great thing is he can't actually hear the words you're saying.
I'm what?
So, cause he
I'm what?
What'd you call me?
What'd you call me?
What'd you call me?
One of the greatest technological... You've actually ruined the kibosh on me, haven't you?
Now, start again. Start again. Go.
One of the greatest technological achievements...
Mm-hmm. Is that your own voice?
Yes.
Good. Come on.
Since last week's show is... Yeah. The drone.
Yes.
I'm kind of excited by this. A couple of years ago, a friend of mine gave me one of those little helicopters. You know, the little remote control helicopters. Yeah. They've got the two rotors on it. They're really stable. Great fun. Fantastic fun. Yeah. But of course, a lot of people crashed and broke them. And now the drone is the thing.
Yeah.
And they have these little, so anything from quite sizable drones. They're about $500, I think. They've got a GoPro on it. They are awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. In fact, a guy who used to do a show here about a week ago, Mark, he actually puts up some videos sometimes of the ones that, that he does, and they're just great. They're little... Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
So, I quite like the idea. I want a drone of my own.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, if it was someone walking around going...
That's a good name for a show. A drone of my own.
Drone of my own. But
I'd line up to sit on that.
Wasn't there a story, though, of people, of people like flying their drones... At airfields,
yes,
like into the oncoming
the
path
who
of
flew
jets.
The, flew the plane over New York, the V wing over New York. He was the kind of main dude who started it.
I didn't know that.
Of, yeah,
tell me more.
Oh well, he flew over the what's the big bridge in New York? But he flew over that
the New York Bridge,
yeah,
Bridge.
And then he circled the
Brooklyn Bridge,
Empire State Building. Yep. And all sorts of things, and then he kind of landed, and the cops kind of came up to him, and
how cool.
He explained his situation, and they let him go. But that was like the beginning of all this thing. And he was the guy who then held the long distance record. Like he went up to the top of this mountain and then flew it for 35 miles with a GoPro on it. It was amazing.
That's
amazing.
Cool. I love that. I think it's amazing. I love that stuff.
But then he must have been so informed by this because people must have been inspired by it because there's this other guy, he's an African-American dude, I think, who was able to fly drones all over Pakistan. I don't know. I had nothing else on that line. That was it.
Oh, it's enough, Pete. You know, sometimes enough's enough.
Why can't you?
I don't even know.
Sometimes a line is enough.
Sometimes it's a line is enough.
You know, funnily enough, that's what they say. That never mind.
On Tinder.
So drones have changed.
I'm really into drones, right? I think they're awesome. But there's a company in the UK, and they've actually come up with what they consider to be an autonomous drone.
Yeah.
Now, the idea is it talks to your smartphone, and this drone just flies around kind of behind you, hovers behind you all day.
Waiting to drop a pizza on you.
Basically, being attracted by this app.
Mm.
I think it's fantastic. How cool. Now, I've come up with a couple of ideas where this could be handy.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say, for instance, you get in a lift... And there's a whole lot of people there. Someone does something they shouldn't do in the lift. Blame the drone.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Or just take him out.
It doesn't come with a Gatling gun.
Doesn't it?
Admitted
that piece of information.
This entire thing is... I'm struggling with the conceptual framework of this.
That'd be right.
So effectively, what you're saying is the drone is a bit like your sort of... Like a pet.
Yes.
They're kind of just like, you know.
You know how pirates used to have a parrot on their shoulder?
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, in eons past, parrots used to have a pirate on their shoulder.
Yeah.
Anyway. So in those days, it's like that and just kind of.
So how long before drones have got us on their shoulder?
Be amazing, wouldn't it? Just being skewered in those propellers.
Come on, what are other amazing things that you could use a drone like that for?
Oh, you could carry your bags?
Yeah,
you could carry. Wouldn't you let the drone carry them?
You could use it to pick up chicks.
I was going
to
say, if it was
and
a bad...
And drop them in your house.
Well, just small chickens, I was thinking.
Small chickens.
Could be good if on a bad Tinder date.
That's true. Oh, my God, look, there's a drone.
Exactly, and that ends that... It feels like...
Good conversation piece, really. Let's
okay,
be honest.
I want to go back one step again, if I can.
Here we go. Is this the last week?
Yeah, I think... No. Possibly. Mm. How many people actually do this? Like, is this actually a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, it's a
thing.
It's absolutely a thing.
So are there websites that I can go and visit to...
It's absolutely a thing.
Yeah, like on GeoCities or something like that, one of those more sort of contemporary...
Yeah, one of the more modern ones.
One of the more modern ones?
Yeah, MySpace has got a few.
Oh, MySpace has got a few. Wow, gee, that is real. That's cutting edge.
Yeah, there's this new thing called YouTube. And you might find someone there, but there's not many videos up there at the moment.
Well, also, I mean, I'm assuming also they probably take ages to load, too.
They do take, especially dial-up.
Yeah, exactly.
You might have to wait for the NBN.
No, I cannot believe... Is this an American thing?
Oh,
no,
look, I mean, I guess it kind of started out as one, but I know it's big in Japan. Hey!
Yeah.
Also really big in the UK, too. It's
as soon as they figured out that quadcopters, you know, with the four things, can hover without any kind of training at all.
Yeah.
You know, and then suddenly it just took off.
Because a lot of those first quadcopters had the styrofoam frame to them.
Mm.
So they're really, really light, really cheap. Yep. And they just really have those kind of cheap, easy little motors in them, almost like the ones you get in a Dick Smith kind of electronic kit, really. Yeah. And it just hovers, and that's it. And then when you add the remote control element to it, then it was all over Red Rover.
But they're also talking now about the fact that because they are flying in airspace, that they're going to talk about banning them in air, well, like having rules. To have permission to fly
in
airspace.
Australia, they're actually a lot stricter.
Yeah,
Because you've got to stay within 300 metres of the ground.
Okay.
Otherwise, you've got to have a licence for
and
it.
Yeah, also you can't go within a certain distance to an airport or a bridge or a flight path, stuff like that. You can't go into any kind of flight path. So as Richard says, that's because you have to be a certain distance from the ground.
I
want one.
You want one?
I want one.
But people do fly them with cameras and all sorts of stuff. Yeah. I mean, there was a news story the other day. What was it? No, about a year ago, where the guy threw the girl off the balcony or whatever. And possibly did that. Mm. Or it might have been some other story that I heard from someone random who was just making something up. Mm. And he or she or it had a drone who were photographing people in other buildings from their own apartment.
In a slightly voyeristic way?
Could be taking holidays.
Funny thing about it is, though, with all these people loving drones, wouldn't you think the police would investigate using them? The police don't use them. They don't use drones at all, which is really kind of random when you think about it, because in America, they've just licensed recently for the military drones to actually have airspace in civilian areas. Not only that, they can actually drop below the level of skyscrapers and fly between buildings. So they changed the ruling of that recently.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Exactly. Probably a better film and without Tobey Maguire.
But only in a friendly neighborhood.
No, but I mean, okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
That's a very 1960s.
I mean, but here's the question: Do American police need any more technology? Because when you
might be able to get their job right,
that's a good point.
Well, I reckon drones land on the White House and other places like that all the time. Like they're always sweeping.
There was a story about a drone landing on the White House, but that was in the same run where the guy.
That's probably a bigger one, though.
Well, there was that.
A bigger White House, dude? They've only got one.
And also, there's lots of public buildings. I think the Opera House gets little remotes landing on them all the time.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's cool. Now, personally, I would like a drone army. I just don't have enough arms to control them all at once.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't say a clone army.
No, that's been done badly.
You've reminded me of a story when the drone landed on the White House lawn. That was in the same couple of weeks where they had the guy who jumped the White House fence and got through the front door, which apparently was unlocked.
That is a bizarre story. I think there's something very wrong with that story.
Well, there's actually two things
it's
very wrong with
very
it.
Very fishy.
Because number one, if you've ever been to the White House, you can actually see the snipers on the roof.
Well, it's like here in Australia, you know, when we had all those raids a couple of months ago, whenever it was. It's like, let's publicise this as something a little bit different than maybe what it is so that we can then get all our new crazy laws through.
I love crazy laws.
Well, I mean, the only consequence in the US was the sacking of the head of the FBI. No, was it FBI, CIA? Well, one of the sort of whoever was responsible for the security of the White House.
Oh, Secret Service.
Head of the Secret Service, yeah.
Because he was there that day on the lawn.
Yeah.
Well, exactly right. But the other one was the guy who...
Running towards the door.
But then there was another guy. There was another guy who then jumped the fence. And apparently the snipers didn't see him. There's meant to let loose the dogs of hell. Mm. So there's huge
there are official dogs of hell, aren't there?
Officially, yeah.
They're actually branded.
Oh, those ones.
Yeah.
Well, they were all
can't
trained.
Get the one either,
they were trained by Dick Cheney. Mm. None of that happened, and then the guy got into the lift with Obama, didn't he?
That's
a different one.
But that was in the same couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The real problem was the guy who got in the lift was Rove McManus, and we'll never live that down.
No, he's never.
So the problem is that apparently most of the front lawn of the White House is actually hollow.
Yeah.
So underneath there is like the cat teams, right? So these are these dudes who pop out, the little things. And they've seen it before.
Like whack-a-mole.
Exactly. But these guys have got guns.
Yeah.
So they are able to get up and, you know, interdict, I believe the term is. Anyone who does so. I don't understand how someone could have done that. Well, what, was everyone asleep? Was everyone watching the Super Bowl?
What's really strange about the White House is the White House has got the two sides everyone knows. The back side, which is where the
and the dark side.
The back side's where the Oval Office is, and the front side's where they drive up and you occasionally see on the West Wing where like someone comes out to greet a car with a dignitary and stuff like this.
So the backside is where the Oval Office is.
Yeah.
And can I say, I've seen White House Down. I know how it all works.
I'm sure you have.
Channing Tatum.
It's really handy that movies like that show exactly how the White House is laid out.
Yep. Yeah. It's where I learn everything. Yeah. I know everything about that from movies.
So in the front of it, you've got a fence. It's not particularly high. It's about a sort of 7-8 foot fence.
Oh, so you can pole vault.
You seem to know a lot about this, Pete.
Because I was there like 4 weeks ago.
He's a global jet setter.
Did you jump the fence?
I did.
You jumped the fence?
I did. I got hit on the head like a whack-a-mole. But you've got this huge area at the front, which has just got a couple of police cars, which are US Secret Service police cars. And it's quite easy to, it's quite an accessible space. So what they decided to do to sort of create...
Well, you work for the art gallery, do you? It's an accessible space.
Yes. I just don't like the lines. Yes. But so... Which I've never really... But no, the
Yeah, no.
And you.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Visual radio. I'm trying to get to my point.
Yeah, this is normal.
After all of this, so all of these people jumping the fence, because obviously it's quite easy to do, and obviously...
Why were all these people jumping the fence when you were there?
Well, that was before I got there.
Oh, before?
Yeah.
So, when Pete got there, they stopped. So he turned up and he's like, listen, you guys. And
you they're guys. Like, oh, I quite like the Americans, so don't do that. Is that what you said, Pete?
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah, I did.
And then went to Taco Bell.
I just wanted to pop in and see Barry. Say hi. Have a chat about, you know, various world problems.
There are a few.
Go he and
caused a few of them.
Go down and check out Michelle's vegetable patch.
Sorry? Not a word. Excuse me.
In the she Oval has Office? A vegetable garden.
I know, that's where Dick Cheney lives.
Does he? He's the troll at the bottom of the garden.
But not when they're in the Oval Office out the back.
Not when they're in the Oval Office, exactly. Unless all I was going to say, in a simple way, which is that after all this build-up, not funny at all, which of course I've made a career on, really, was that in order to add one extra layer of security to stop these people jumping the fence, they erected a wooden barrier. You know, like one of those road barriers where, you know...
Why don't they just stick a guy at the door with a gun?
That's a good point. I don't know.
I hate to think that this could somehow be simple.
Yeah.
But stick a guy at the front door with a gun.
That would help. Or as they do, stick six
maybe,
of them on the roof.
Maybe the wooden barrier is electrified.
Or even better... Mariah Carey at the front door. Ooh, no one.
No. That's true.
You'd snap your tibia.
From the 8-octave range.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your tibia would explode.
It
is what you're saying.
Exploding tibia.
So you're saying she's the new American secret weapon.
It's a common auditory problem.
That explains you then.
Yeah.
Broken tibia.
Yeah. Exactly right. We had a run in with Mariah Carey, so what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You could put Kanye West at the sort of.
No one wants that. He's got his head up his TV to Menorah.
You know, I've never heard anything by that man. I'm assuming he's a man. He's a man.
He's a man. Yeah.
He's
in fact Yeezus.
Why is he? Why is he so popular? Surely, if he had a good songs. Song, I would have heard it.
I don't think he gets a huge amount of radio airplay here, does he?
No, I have no idea. I don't.
So why is
here.
He popular? Did I say per
popular? I think he's per popular in America. And we just take that on board because we're into the whole, like, you know, American
thing. Because they're our main partner overlord.
They are.
I mean, if you want to know, two critical incidents, because I'm obviously, as a biographer of Kanye West.
Now, you spent some time with him in LA.
I did. Yeah. I hung out with him, him and Babyface.
Nice.
Where's Babyface?
He likes to wear dead seals.
Exactly right.
I don't know.
And I'm talking the singer.
Yeah. He's Babyface.
He's a producer.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. So,
is he got
Abe's
a
got that
face?
Joke.
Yeah, P. Diddy. It's P. Diddy.
Oh, really?
P. Diddy, yeah.
All right, why is he called Babyface?
Because he's a dick.
Yeah. So...
I'm not sure that makes sense, but that's all right.
It totally makes sense. He gave himself a nickname.
So, if someone's a dick, you can call him Babyface.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, okay. I'll remember that.
Can I just say, what's Dick Cheney's nickname?
Babyface.
Babyface?
Dick.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, Kanye...
No connection at all.
There were two things.
I live in a cave.
There were two... Thanks for confessing that.
Yeah.
There were two things that are important about Kanye.
Right.
One was his George W. Bush doesn't like black people speech for the after Katrina.
Not wrong.
And that was very early in his career.
It was.
The thing that he's now most famous for is banging Kim Kardashian.
So, not music then.
But wasn't he the Taylor Swift guy?
Oh, he was too. He I forgot
on,
about that.
He got up on stage and said, you know, no offense to you or whatever, but blah, 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 blah. And talked about himself on stage while Taylor Swift was trying to get an award.
That's nice. True. That's I forgot
she
about
actually that. Has got revenge on Kanye West by having a much more successful career.
Can you explain something to me?
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
I got nothing.
No, I got nothing either. It's just...
She's incredibly successful. Like, if you look at her stats, they're amazing.
Her stats. 36,
yeah, her stats. 24, 36?
Oh, I think it's 22, 22, 22.
Two, yeah. Her music stats.
Yeah,
her
they're quite stats. Incredible. Like, yeah, she yeah. is the... She's the highest-selling female single artist of all time, as in not in a group and for her singles, of all time.
Yep.
In fact, on her that was on her first album. Mm-hmm. And her second album, she did it again. So she actually beat herself.
Mm.
Which is actually not bad. I've seen the video. And so, yeah, there you go.
I don't... See...
Can you send it to me?
Sure.
There's a couple of minor things.
Can I Wi-Fi it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bluetooth?
Yeah, AirDrop.
Well, do these things exist?
AirDrop? What? AirDrop.
AirDrop.
AirDrop it to him.
Sorry, there's a line there, but clearly I'm not going to go there.
Can I just say, I don't know if we did this at the top, but the technology hasn't it changed massively even since last week? It's just crazy, isn't
this
it?
This iPad thing.
I mean, the thing I find amazing about it is people understand it.
Yeah.
Like, and probably even more than me.
Well, you're quite possibly. Well,
yeah, as us as a collective kind of, you know.
Are okay. we?
Now, here's the thing, right?
Where
so, let's talk about your average young person.
Why?
Because sometimes they're cute.
Okay.
Sometimes they're on Tinder.
Yeah, average young person.
So, your average young person, sort of 18-year-old kid, you say they know the technology.
They're technically an adult at that point, Pete. If they're 18, they're technically an adult. They're not. You can't call them a kid.
That's a good point. Oh, wait a minute. Yes, you can.
Can you?
You can if they're a goat.
That's true.
Point. I'm not sure goats live to 18 years, though.
Well, so. No. If you eat them, they don't.
No. Anyway, so your average kid today knows a lot about the technology that they need to use. So, for example, they'll really know everything about Snapchat. And they'll know how Snapchat works, and they'll know all of the sort of rules and how to hack it, and know all that sort of stuff. You put them in front of Microsoft Word, they look at you and go, "What?"
So, mind you, why you'd want to play a card game online, I don't understand. Snap, it's really hard to play online.
It well, it is.
Hitting the computer what, screen all the
no,
time.
No, 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 it's actually a TV show about playing
word?
Snap.
Is
it's
woo?
Called Snapchat.
Oh. Is "woo" short for word? Is
that, I think so. Oh. Yeah, woo. Yeah, oh, that's yeah. one, yeah. No, but the skills that they have are very limited to the particular technologies that they use, that they want to use. And anything they don't want to use, they don't have a broad
yeah, but that's a typical Generation Y thing. They're only interested in what they're interested in.
Yeah.
And exactly. they're not interested in interested. What are we in now? We're past Y now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, we're into Generation... They call them Generation Wi-Fi was one of the ones I'd heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No one's really got around to naming it. We need Douglas Copeland back to name them.
That's probably a good idea. Mind you, Douglas Copeland actually changed his mind. Because remember, it was originally like Generation X was a certain thing, and Generation Y, and then they've changed that, and it also apparently it's different in different countries depending on the cultural influences. Yeah. So in Australia, I think Generation Y is younger than in the UK. I think. It's to do with cultural influences and access to certain things, so like broadband, etc., etc., etc. Because we didn't get that until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, two weeks ago.
Exactly. Years from now.
But no, I find it quite interesting when you sort of talk about the way sort of young
That's
people.
That's lucky then, isn't it?
It is about the way young people and I'm doing air quotes here.
Yeah. How long have you been saying young people like that?
Yeah. Quite a while actually.
At least last week.
Not as long as Richard.
Yeah. Do I?
Yeah, you can say that if you want. Yeah. You want to say? Just give it a
young
go.
Young adults.
But the
32 years would be for that one.
But I mean, it sort of influences the way in which. So let's take the way. It's a really good example about this.
Oh, here we go. This is good.
I like a good example.
Like you didn't give a bad one.
Yeah, because that would have been really bad. We would have been sitting going, "Woo."
Give a good one. I'll give a bad one.
Okay.
YouTube.
Who? What?
So the wonderful medium.
The French video
channel YouTube.
You have to put "le" in front of everything.
Yeah. So I was watching this documentary done by a great.
Is it before the U or the tube? So it would be U le tube.
No. It's like you type in "le Kanye West."
That's true.
It's French.
Or is the tube got a sort of accent over the E? Tube.
Don't be racist. Tube.
That's true.
Tube.
Tube. So I was watching this documentary. It was a US frontline documentary around done by a guy called Douglas Rushkoff. Really cool dude about...
Who did the photography?
Miriam Slopov.
Who did the sound?
Who Miss Olsen?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's French.
So Rushkoff had this idea. He called... What he called the next generation is called Generation Like. And everything was about the notion of how they use the internet in order to gain likes, to gain status, to gain a community around themselves. And he gave an example of this kid. He was a 13-year-old little punk twat.
Okay. So we're not making judgments now.
Oh, I am. I'm totally making judgments.
Cool. It's a good example.
It's a good example. So this kid has a YouTube series, which he shows him being a really bad skater. So, like as a skateboarder. So, most of it is him falling off when he's doing rails and.
So, skate la merde.
Yeah, exactly. He has currently 136 million views on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, he obviously has advertising and is making a buttload of money.
You think he could buy lessons?
But what he gets is he earns somewhere in the vicinity of about $500,000 American a year at 13. He's got about 8 sponsors, most of which are skate companies and whatever else.
It's a crime.
Because there are no laws governing internet advertising in that way, in the same way there is about governing TV advertising, he doesn't actually have to say it's an ad.
Yeah.
So he'll go on and say, you know, he'll do a grind on fall off, and he'll make sure that the skateboard falls with the brand name up.
Hey, man, this Volcom board's awesome, dude.
Yeah, exactly. It's all that kind of stuff. And
who'd use a Volcom board?
I mean, well, exactly. I gave mine away.
So I was on it.
Not that I had one.
Yeah. Not that they gave you free ones.
No, well, I made one.
Have we ever got anything free for doing this show?
Who?
Us.
Did you?
No, have we?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I got a CD once.
Oh, you got a CD? That's true. I got a book once.
There you go.
I think it was George R. R. Martin book, I think.
I think it was Merrill Bainbridge.
Maybe Merrill Bainbridge.
The actual.
Or Monique Brumby.
That's the name I was trying to think of.
That was the name you were trying to think of.
This is
Monique Brumby. Anyway.
Whatever happened to her?
So I was on it.
Do you know what? Can I just say
that
since we were doing the show with her back in wherever it was, 10 years, 12 years ago, she's released like 3 or 4 albums and they're all really good. Can I just say that?
You enjoyed them?
Yeah, yeah. Even recently, she had one out like last year or the year before.
Yeah, really? You still buy
them? I didn't even know this.
Down the CD store?
I didn't know this until 6 months ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you found them all at once.
And then I went out and paid really good money for them. You know, CDs are like $50 or the guy charged me that anyway. It was like, I thought that's a little bit more expensive than what we used to, but you know.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah.
The point of that story, if there was one, which there really is, but in this instance, I'm going to go with one.
But it's a good example. So
it was a good example. I haven't got to the good example yet. So I was in a train coming up.
Is Monique Brumby involved?
No. I was in a train coming up from somewhere in the south of the UK, and there were these like Generation Y kids sitting there. And for them, you know, when kids brag about knowing famous people and all that shit, these guys were bragging about knowing that dude.
Really?
Like, my cousin's American.
Oh, my God. You should have gone up to them and go, do you know so-and-so? What's the kid's name?
Sam.
Do you know Sam? And they're like, yeah, man, he's totally my best friend. You can go, I'm his dad.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it, but I'm his dad.
And he's a great example.
It's a great example.
Keep going.
No, I'm done with that.
Oh, is that it? Is that the end of it? What was the example?
It's not a very good example.
Oh, it was just about advertising.
Wait a minute. I wanted to give the not good example. So you know how when Generation Y go to the shops?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really annoying. How was that?
Yeah, that's good.
That's a bad example.
Thank you.
That's a bad example.
That's all I wanted to add.
Yeah. I'd add a bad example in too, but I can't even remember what the actual point was.
Neither could I.
If you can tell me the point, I'll give a really bad example.
Did I ever know the point?
No.
No. So this is Monique Brumby off her new album, immoniquebrumby.com.
That actually was a song that I played back in 1976.
You are making my life very difficult.
I was on the. I played bass on that song.
Was it in London?
No. That was when I was in Tashkent.
Tashkent.
Great band.
Where's Tashkent?
No, dude, it's the band. Name of the band.
It's an Indian restaurant on Glee Point Road, I think.
Luckily, because if it's a band, I'm in serious trouble.
I went to a lovely Indian restaurant the other day in Linfield. It's a South Indian restaurant.
Yep. Whereabouts?
It's on the highway, just opposite the post office.
Yes, I've been there.
It's actually quite lovely.
It is.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Indian cuisine.
I went to one in Kentish Town. Have you been there?
Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
So I have, when I was a bass player in Tank and
In Tashkent.
Tank and Pash.
So, because this is Walk by Forest.
Tank and Pash. That's what they used to call us. They used to call us Tank and Pash. But it was really...
It's a duet?
Tank and...
So like a duo?
Tank and Crash.
Were you like acoustic guitar?
Yes.
Bass?
Yes. Okay, cool. Acoustic bass. Yes. Acoustic bass. Nice. Yes. It was a funky band.
It was very funky.
We played a lot of funk.
Yep.
Did you know that time you were touring?
Yeah.
And you went to that funky town?
Yes.
Yeah. That time.
Don't you take me back to?
I won't.
So, of course, one of the big
I wish you we did. Mm. Yes. I really do wish you did.
I wish you did too. Because this material's not going to go very far if you didn't.
One of the big furore.
Furore. Is that French? Is that French?
I believe so.
French. It's Italian.
Le Friore.
Furore.
Of course, has been the Ebola epidemic.
Mm.
Of course, there's a lot of humour in Ebola.
Well, look, there is, because I actually think Ebola sounds like a Mexican dessert.
There's a point where if one person dies, you're not allowed to make fun of it. But if the 4,000 are dying every day, then it becomes a position of ridicule.
What you do on the Tonight Show?
Exactly.
You make jokes about it.
Yeah.
So there was two things I wanted to talk about.
Can
Ebola.
I just say before you get to that, then just to spoil everything, I reckon that's still the biggest problem we're going to have in this planet in years to come.
What, Ebola? Bugs
like that. Yeah.
Well, superbugs.
Well, superbugs, but also that.
We breed superbugs.
Yes.
We actually breed them. We're stupid.
Yeah, we are stupid.
Yeah. Because we've had doctors for decades.
What did they find the other day? They tossed up whether to eradicate, wasn't smallpox, was it smallpox? I can't remember. In the 90s, they decided, do we get rid of it once and for all, or do we keep it in vials? And they decided we're going to get rid of it once and for all.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago,
they
found a couple of vials of them in a cupboard somewhere. Yeah.
Wow.
But there was also, if I remember correctly, there were protests by certain groups against destroying the smallpox virus.
Yeah, I think it was smallpox.
It was smallpox.
Transplant, whatever disease it was. Yeah.
Hiccups? Was it hiccups?
But like, I'm serious. People protested about destroying it because that they did not have the right to just to make a species or like
It's sentient.
Yeah, make it
all
extinct.
Of those things are sentient in some form or another. It's bizarre.
I know, but I'm not joking. There were people who were protesting to keep smallpox alive.
Mm.
I can understand that. I watched the first series of The Cosby Show.
Yeah.
It's kind of like smallpox.
Exactly. Not going there. Not going there.
In Fat Albert, Sit on It? Was that Sit on It?
Different show.
Different. Yeah. I'm just mixing.
Different show.
I love putting my shows together and just confusing because...
I love it when you get the Brady Bunch and Happy Days
confused.
That's great. That happens to me all the time.
In Fat Albert, there was a Sit on It, wasn't there? There was.
I thought Sid on It was definitely Fonz.
Well, there's that as well. He stole it. He stole it from The Cosby Show, which came a few years later. It was in pre-production before.
Whilst you were watching Friends.
Before Happy Days came on. Yeah, it was in Friends. It wasn't in Friends. It was in The Friends.
The Friends.
With the little known precursor
also
series. That was
the French version of it.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's what they called it when it was pilot.
Anyway, pilot. So...
I didn't think they could fly.
They could. They did.
Wow.
Like yeah. Peppa Pig. But unfortunately, there was a threat of Ebola.
Our own drone that follows us.
So they stopped. So tell us about that.
Okay. So Ebola. So there were two. Stories for me recently about Ebola that I won't say are amusing, but just sort of shine a light on a particular problem. So I was in
thinking about the Holocaust the other day, and there was two amusing stories I had.
Is the problem Ebola?
There is that problem. Okay, so I was in America when the very first Ebola patient got diagnosed in the US.
Patient zero.
Is there a link between you being there and...
I think it was.
Richard backs away from his chair.
Yes, you may have heard that at the microphones.
No, that would be...
Oh, yeah, fair enough. So I was in DC... And I was
DC, is that what we call it?
Yeah, DC.
Dude, he's a local.
Yeah,
he lives in London, but it's still called
well,
DC.
Not
hang in DC.
London,
and I was buying a.
What's DC stand for?
Comics, isn't it? Comics.
It's a comic. I don't know. What does it stand for in DC Comics?
Detective Comics.
There you go. See. So it's DC Comics. So it's Detective Comics. Comics.
Yeah, I think they've breached their.
I know copyright, right?
Yeah, no, the scope of their name there.
That's difficult, isn't it?
Do they do anything that's not detective? I would suggest probably everything.
Well, see, their theory is all superheroes are detectives. If you look at all the DC superheroes,
whereas my
detectives.
Theory is that all Batman's superheroes detective. Are stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you're right.
That's,
okay, I can go
he's
with
a
that.
Detective. He just wears his underpants on the outside.
So, the cap I'm currently not wearing but holding is a Dallas Cowboys cap. So, I'm a bit of a Dallas Cowboys fan. So, I went into a secondhand clothes store to buy a Dallas Cowboys jersey. And the woman behind the counter said to me, "Oh, Dallas, are you from Dallas?" And I'm sort of looking at going, "Nah.
Nah, mate, I'm Aussie.
Sydney.
I'm English."
And she goes, "Oh, well, I'm from Dallas." And I just made like a little throwaway line about, "Oh, well, you know, you're lucky you got out of Dallas in time before a bowler hit." Yeah. Because the American media was whipping up a frenzy about this. It was impossible to even, you couldn't turn on CNN. Fox News, of course, the great thing about Fox News, they had a medical expert on, which wasn't Dr. Oz. I can't remember who the Fox News medical expert is. But he...
Is it Dr. New Zealand? He's cheaper than Dr.
Oz. Is he a reverend?
I think he might be. Reverend Dr. Oz.
That's him.
So he was...
That's awesome.
But he was sitting there and he was saying stuff like, well, of the problem with a bowler, because anyone who understands the sort of epidemiology of a bowler is that it's actually really hard to catch. Mm. It's not highly contagious in that sense.
Not if you're wearing a baseball mitt. They're really quite big.
Yeah, just catch
a... Well, not so, if you go shit in a like a water reservoir.
That makes it a bit easier to catch it. But then
only if you drink all the water.
Yeah. So he said, but, you know, what we've got to be scared of in America is, you know, a bowler could quite possibly become airborne.
Yes.
Now, there is no way that could actually...
No, that's not true. In about a couple of million years, they could evolve and have wings.
Or...
And live externally.
Or you put it on drones. They
could learn to fly.
They could learn to fly.
They could, after they become sentient.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
I never thought I could feel so real.
Yeah, exactly. So there's this frenzy being whipped up. So, you know, she's looking...
It's always a frenzy for some reason.
You know, the funny thing...
What is the technical definition of a frenzy?
Well, he's one of the cassettes inside Soundwave from Transformers. He's the blue one, and the red one is Rampage.
I'm just pretending I know what the fuck that
is. No idea. That era of cartoons.
Cartoons.
1984.
Mysterious Cities of Golf goes over
here. I was alive in 84.
I was...
You just retired in 1984.
I was just doing the reunion tour of Tashkent.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was.
I was in that too. Yeah, didn't we see each other?
I think we're too stoned.
Probably. Probably.
Anyway, so this woman just said to me, "Oh, you know, I've just moved from Dallas, blah 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 blah," and then she said, "But oh yeah, my sister's next door neighbor lives next door to the guy who had a bowler."
So her sister was married to the guy with the bowler.
Yeah.
Apparently. And I'm not joking. She looked at me and she's working at St.
It'd be funny if you were Kevin Bacon.
That's true. 6 degrees of bowler.
That's it.
Hey, what's 6 degrees between Kevin Bacon and Peppa Pig?
That's a good question. I've got no funny lines.
I've got nothing to do with, there.
Yeah, I could.
Just thinking bacon.
Can we take some time and think about a funny...
I'm getting at IMDb.
Okay, you can see if someone's done it.
Do they have 6 degrees on there? Sometimes. They have the 6 degree tool?
Maybe. Don't call me a tool. Sure.
But there probably is a tool that does that, just to annoy Pete for taking his material for a second there. What is the etiquette for using your phone on air?
Is it like the same etiquette for your phone?
Ebola. Ebola's a serious... It's a serious topic.
It's a serious thing. She was so serious. She was had been whipped into such a frenzy.
She'd been whipped into a frenzy.
She had. Not a word.
I love that.
So she was such a frenzy.
Abe didn't say, "Is there photos?"
Her sister, even though her...
Oh, dude, come on. Look at the year. It's the year 2014. You're kidding? I want a digital copy.
It's on
digital
Snapchat.
Hi there, HD.
Instagram.
Instagram. You've actually created a whole Pinterest about it.
Oh, don't.
Don't go through them all.
Oh, that's bad.
Year or day.
I've pretty much gone through my list.
Really?
Anyway. She was a little...
Do you know how many Facebook rip-offs there are?
Quite a few, I suspect.
I looked about 2 years ago, and there was about 60 Facebook rip-offs that are all trying to do the same thing. It's the same with everything. There's you know, hundreds of copies and copies and copies and copies.
Well,
and copies.
You know, the classic, of course, is the fact that you know when you've sort of jumped the shark when Microsoft makes their own version of it.
Yes.
So you got Yammer, which of course,
and then that's
Microsoft
the time to get out.
That's the time you really get out. Yeah. There's a very
before you end up with a Zune.
It's quite a funny story, which I'll retell.
No one owns a zoo.
which I'll retell just because I can. Andy Samberg.
Right.
Who is...
Unfunny member of...
You touch me? I did, actually. That's my leg. You know why? Because I've been coming closer and closer to you all, without realising that you have this attractive property.
But I've been next to
Are
someone...
Are you in orbit around Pete?
Yes. But I've been next to someone whose sister's best friend...
Since 1984.
Used to live next to someone who had a bowler.
Really?
So why are you coming that close? Know. You should be getting further away. No, well, I could have a bowler because
it's a
of
nice
that.
Name, a bowler.
Don't have
isn't
a bowler.
It?
When was the last time you bled for Uranus?
Well, you ask. Anyway, Andy Samberg. Actually, I'm not even going to tell the story. I'm going to tell this bit.
No, I'm going to tell this bit. On the internet, if you go to the oracleofbacon.com, you can type in any actor and Kevin Bacon and get the link.
So, how did you do with Peppa Pig?
No. He's never worked with Peppa Pig.
So
he doesn't have to, though.
So you, have you broken the game?
What, that's 8 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Six. He doesn't work with him directly.
There's no link.
No link at all.
You said he never worked with her.
That's what I'm saying.
But maybe you should look up the voice of the actor who plays Peppa Pig.
I know, but that's too much work.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I wouldn't be going that far myself.
I'll do it.
Anyway.
Yeah, do it.
So, the other half of the Ebola story, if I can tell it.
Yeah.
So,
that's up to you, Pete. Can you speak English? Actually, not
very
half
well.
The time.
No. Half the time I have to speak German.
Le Ebola.
Ebola. So I flew into Australia.
Or is it la? Is Ebola
la Ebola? I don't know. La could be. I don't know. I'm actually not sure of the gender of the disease.
Mm.
I believe the term is genus.
Oh, there we go. Look at him. All scientific
gender.
And stuff.
Genus is different.
No.
Okay. Anyway,
we get all these scientists posting comments.
So
you know that genus is something different.
Yeah, well, right? You imagine all the blog comments after.
Yes,
this.
And by the way, climate change is real.
And by the way, do you do realize your show was not last week?
Yes.
You hope you realize that.
Yes, and it wasn't funny.
It wasn't funny at all.
Mm.
It's been the story of our lives, really. Mm.
And it was most annoying when Abe was using his phone halfway through.
Yeah, exactly right.
Peppa Pig.
So. I flew.
Are we going to be trapped in here all night?
I think we are. Because right. We've got no way to close this place down. So I flew into Australia on Sunday morning.
And boy, were your arms tired.
Oh, they were. Boom, titch. And normally when you come into the country, you have to fill in an incoming passenger card, which is...
Actually, I'm starting to get worried now, because if you've come into contact with Ebola...
Mm-hmm. There's nothing there,
just,
really.
Just don't stick my tongue down.
Can I just say...
Yep.
Kevin Bacon... Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
The woman who voices Peppa Pig, her name is Lily Snowden Fine.
Yeah.
She was in Barbie, Princess and the Pop Star.
Yep.
With Mark Oliver, who was in The Joneses.
Yep.
Who was in that with a guy called John Fitzgerald Page, who was in Beauty Shop with Kevin Bacon.
There we go.
So what's that, four?
Three.
Three degrees of separation between Peppa Pig and
Kevin Bacon.
Nice. Was that worth all that effort? That's the question I have to ask.
That's Abe's material for the evening.
That's what he brought in. He's just like, Anyway, flew into the country. You're only getting a passenger card. They now hand out this little flyer, which is called Protect Yourself, Protect Others, Ebola.
Wow.
Australian government flyer. It's compulsory to fill in.
Which, can you use Ebola
can
as
I just say you didn't?
No, I didn't. That's true. I did.
Because he was too scared to give
no,
it away.
No,
that
there's an extra. This is the tear off bit you get to keep.
Oh.
This is your information card that you must keep for 21 days, which you put your arrival date on it. And it is compulsory. So basically, what they do is they give you some symptoms of what Ebola actually is. You know, do you have fever, headache, muscle aches, vomiting, or diarrhea? Blah, blah, blah. Now, this is the thing I find. The fact that you had to fill this in, it was compulsory. Even if I came from New Zealand. Which is not a noted Ebola country.
It's Ebola country.
It's a different
Ebola country.
It's not really asked, a
you're asked some
country,
basic personal you know, details. State. What flight did you come in on? You know, what was your passport number? All this kind of stuff.
Dressed to the left or right.
They should know that. I'm worried that our security forces don't know which plane you came in on.
That's very true.
Probably the one they're handing you the brochure.
Exactly right. And then they had a list.
As you're standing in the entryway to walk out of the plane.
Then they had a list of every African country, which is about 52, 53 African countries. Now, Ebola is only in four countries. Yeah. Sierra Leone, Guinea, Mali, and...
But you can stand with one foot in one and then in another one.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
because
they are landlocked.
Ah, good point. So when I went and did a bit of research about this,
because did you fly over Africa? Because you might have got it because it's airborne.
No, I didn't.
Oh. I flew over. Apparently, they have wings.
They I flew do. Over north of Russia.
Do you see any drones?
No, I saw no drones. Mm. No. But I went and did some research about this, and there's a whole scandal about it. Ooh. Because the Australian government has been accused of not understanding that Africa is not one country.
That's true. It's not one country.
And because so part of the reason was they listed all the 52 countries was that their initial idea, and I am not joking, their initial idea was to literally say, if you have been to anywhere in Africa, you had to have a mandatory health check.
Wow, that would really annoy the South Africans. I am fully in favour of annoying South Africans.
Well, it's quite funny, actually. I was watching a Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he was doing he's got a new South African correspondent.
That's unfortunate.
And he started the line was, look, John, I've just flown in from Johannesburg, and I'm really quite scared. And John goes, why? Why are you scared to come to America? He goes, well, you know, you've got Ebola. Which I thought was just hilarious. That's funny to turn that around. But anyway, you're now and of course the best part about it was when you hand these forms in, they just all they did was they take the form off you, and they just throw it into a box.
Yep, that is security measures at work there.
You're giving the impression that they throw it in the box and then do nothing with it. It might be an important box.
I could be implying
there are important boxes. You know?
I think you might find that the other forms in that box actually cover TB.
They could be.
And chicken box.
But there you go. So if you do come into Australia now. Oh, this is the other thing. I actually also quite like the they have these very easily understandable symbols. Because if anyone has ever watched Border Patrol or whatever it's called. Border Force or the
Border Force.
Yeah, Border.
It's called. I want to watch a show called Border Force.
Whatever it's
Border
called.
Border Force.
Jack Thompson?
That's why he could narrate it. So whenever you show that, because you know that people who work at the border, the way they deal with people who can't understand English very well
is tell them to fuck off.
That's possible.
Let's stick a gun in their face.
They do that. It. That's two for Richard, by the way.
Three, four,
but they either do that or they just talk at them really loudly. So they'll talk to someone and say...
Well, they put them on a boat.
You do understand you can't bring food into this country, mate. And they'll look at you and go, what? Nihawa? And then they'll sit there.
They're bringing Jawas.
Right, that is racist.
It's not. Nihao is a Chinese word.
Yeah.
They're bringing Jawas into the country.
So
they're not all Chinese, you know that.
No,
right?
But in this one they were. This one there was the Chinese.
Well, so that's all right.
But the Australian guy, in order to, because this guy couldn't understand any English, all the Australian guy did was just start to talk louder and slower. You do realise you cannot bring in any food.
That's the Australian Security Forces world
training. Hard at work. Uh-huh. That's your tax dollars hard at work.
Yeah. Can I say...
Right.
Well, my issue is their uniforms are really ugly.
Yeah.
At no point do I feel scared by the border protection. They should be like black and like have like body armour and maybe masks with
lots of metal, crosses.
The whole point is, and when these people come in their boats or off their planes...
These people?
Yeah, these people. They want to...
You're so racialist.
No, I am racist. No, they want to see welcoming faces. So we dress them really nice. Dress them really nicely so that when they're kicked back into the water, they get a massive shock. But you looked nice.
No. If you're going to be in the Border Dudes, you need to be scary. You can't be
their official name, the Border Dudes?
Well, that's what it says on their name tag.
Does it really?
Yeah. Border Dudes.
Yeah. Exactly. They come with their name because, you know, people, it's on TV.
Yeah.
Identify.
Easily identifiable.
Easily identifiable. What got me onto the Border Dudes?
I think she had a pamphlet.
You had a pamphlet in your hand. Just look down a little bit.
Oh, no. I was going to show the pictures. That's right. Thanks. Oh, you are so helpful. So they show pictures of what fever looks like. So fever looks like a guy with a hand on his head
in the morning, you
know, with little
fever
with,
all through the night,
with little sort of lines coming off heat lines.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got muscle aches. So there's a guy shivering, and you can see the moving lines.
Is that a herb?
My personal favorite is the one for vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's a guy sitting on the toilet and vomiting.
He looks like he's burping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But he's not actually doing anything other than vomiting.
Well, they didn't want to put the clear toilet bowl on there. That was a bit too
well, there's no diarrhea there.
There might be.
Maybe it's
that's
coming
vomiting
out.
While sitting on a toilet.
Do you know that there's no diarrhea there?
Well, there's a gap there. He seems to be squatting and hovering over the seat there.
Well, you don't sit on... You know they brought out a thing the other day saying that actually using that disposable covering on the toilet actually was something you should do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not the cellophane, because that's really, really a bad idea. But just that, you know, that paper thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I do if it's there, don't you?
No.
No, why not?
I don't know. It's a way to meet people.
It's a matter with worms.
Yeah.
They're
and
people.
Other diseases.
They're people too.
Yeah.
And one day, they'll grow wings.
And fly.
And fly.
Like Peppa Pig.
Yes.
And Kevin Bacon. Bacon.
Is actually on a call at lunch at the meeting on vacation out of the country. However, he did relay a message. He says to please call back after you're dead.
I'm just going to let you in on something funny.
You'll get in trouble for that because you're not registered for that.
I'm just going to let you in on something funny. I pressed a button in the studio and it popped off. Story of my social life. Now, you may remember probably
you should have swiped right.
You may remember one of your favourite segments, and definitely one of ours, here on A Walk in the Black Forest. And now we're on non-terrestrial broadcasting since last week.
Yeah,
very exciting. It's the first week of it. Episode 321 of...
Moving to the country, gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
Yes.
Can I just ask you a question?
You can.
You know how Pete's vinyl skipped before?
Yeah, I know.
Did your iPod just skip?
And you know what?
Because you got the skiffy app.
It went skip. So I saw it move on the little thing. Went, boom.
That's great.
Can we do it again?
You got that skipping app.
Oh, you want to play the song again?
I can do it again if you really want me to.
I'd like to.
Yeah,
can you make it skip again?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches.
That kind of cuts off at the end there, doesn't it? I wonder who put that together.
Didn't skip, though.
No, it didn't skip.
Yes.
Yes.
So, Peaches news this week.
Yeah, I'm really interested.
Yeah, she's dead.
I like how when a newsreader says Mr. Abbott, they quite often go Mr. Rabbit.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Just listen to it.
I want to call him Julia. Can I call him Julia?
I'd like to call him that. But it's quite funny the way he's represented in sort of like, say, the media in England when like when he does stuff.
Are we actually on?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on? Okay.
Because he
edit that, motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
I might just fucking fade you in. How's that?
Why not? You can just go for it. try it on, big boy.
I'm smacking his little swear words.
I've got a little sheet.
Hold it.
How come I said it? And you put it in a page.
Yeah, it was next to me. You said I've done five.
I fight for those
swear words.
put that back on me.
I think this is a very unfair representation of me as a professional.
As the swearer.
As the swearer.
The sweary pants.
Just
randomly split them.
I'm out of practice.
So it's a tie. So, we've got 2.5 minutes to do it. Break a tie.
Are you saying you've not used any rude words at all on the show?
No
rude words.
He's been in England for 2 seconds. Oh, mommy, I'm using some rude words. Mommy.
I have said, people have asked me why, like,
it
after
like Peppa Pig.
People ask me after 6 years how I've kept my accent. They don't actually realise that I'm
you said the 60s.
The 60s, yeah. I lived in the Nederlands for so long.
In the 60s.
No, but people ask me how, like, in the 60s, they ask me, why have I kept my accent? Because it was so swinging back in those days.
It was. Definitely swingers.
Yeah, it's not as swinging as Tinder, but no. It's still pretty swinging. Yeah.
Tinder seems boring. I don't understand why you go on Tinder, because you're, I'm going to go on a date with this person. The other person's like, I'm going to get lucky. Like, I just don't see, I just don't think it's equal.
No, I
don't
think it is either. Anyway.
Start your own.
Well, I was just talking about the way.
A Binder?
No, I've got to have a better name for an app like that.
Than Bender.
Abinder. Abinder.
Yeah, that's good.
Abinder.
Like that.
That could work. It adds you a certain sense of, you know, posterity. I was going to say.
Je ne sais quoi.
You see, now you guys are doing all the French. What's happened in the last week?
We caught it from you, Ebola boy.
Yeah, Ebola boy.
What, airborne French virus?
Yeah. Just, Cohen, you had a story.
Decimated the
population. I was just going to say there's two things for me. One, when I see him on, like, British television, they refer to him as Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott. I just still can't believe that it's not one giant joke.
I think it is.
It's just like someone's
you
just pranking.
You live here.
No, I know.
Did you know he's a world jet setter now?
Apparently.
No, you.
Oh, me. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. No, definitely not.
Abbott's beaten Rudd, hasn't he, in air miles?
Has he?
Oh, yeah. Yes, actually, that's very, very true. The whole thing of Rudd being criticised about
Pretty much
about
every single thing that Rudd and Gillard were criticised for, Abbott has beaten.
Yep.
It's been unbelievable.
Breaking promises?
That was easy. Yeah.
Did all that stuff. Although it's quite interesting, you know, the whole the way the G20 thing was reported overseas was quite fascinating to watch, because over here the big focus was that he used his major G20 opening speech to whine like a moany little biatch about not getting any of his budget policies through.
Which is what you do in front of world leaders.
Yeah,
that was reported by the BBC.
$7 copayment.
As Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott used the opportunity to have a bit of a gripe about domestic politics. And that's so the way polite. It was reported. I know. Well, that's the way the British are. And of course, they wouldn't
stop
say...
touching me.
They wouldn't say, don't touch me either. Stop bumping the desk!
Wasn't me. Don't look at me.
I've got my elbows on there, so it's more than likely me.
No.
More than likely.
Yeah. Anyway, you were talking about... You said you had something that you wanted to cover about dislike buttons.
So have you guys heard of this thing called Facebook?
No.
Right. Well, this thing called Facebook, right?
And what you can do, MySpace?
No. And what you can do is you can, like, go online and do stuff. You know, Facebook. Anyway, there's been these little like buttons.
Oh, the Facebook.
Yeah. You can like things with, like, a little thumb. Like things. Yeah. Well, some years ago, there was kind of this April Fool's joke, as you were saying before, this April Fool's joke where you can dislike things and have a little dislike button.
Yep.
Now Facebook is saying they're actually going to put in... The dislike button, so you can dislike a post.
So is it additional to like, or is it does it revert a like?
Well, I don't know. Good question. And I think they're getting this off a porn site. There's a lot of porn sites where you can like it or dislike it, and then its rating goes up or down, right?
Yeah.
I know, that video you
Even
put up last
forums,
week.
Lots of forums have that.
Lots of see, that's the same thing. I think that's what they're doing. They're actually turning this from just this site. I think they're actually putting it into almost like a top story news aggregator kind of thing.
Yep. Is this the cash converter site you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the
porn
one.
Site.
Yeah, that's the one.
I just thought I'd just clean it up.
That's a pretty big jump there, Pete.
It is.
Porn. P-A-W-N, porn.
I did get it. Yep.
Oh, sorry, I live in a country where they're called pawnbrokers.
It's still a big jump.
That's a great jump.
We don't have secondhand shops. We have pawnbrokers.
We
have that too.
Do you have pawnbrokers?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe we were talking to a foreigner.
I know you are.
Put him on a ship and throw him back.
So what's the deal with the tax situation? You don't pay tax, is that right?
I don't pay tax in this country, no.
So you pay tax in England?
Yes, I do.
And is it a better rate?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. My tax is huge. I'm not joking. I pay top rate tax of 48p in the pound.
That sounds painful.
It is. Yeah. It's a condition. You've got to go to the National Health Service to get a cream for that.
Drink a lot of fluids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pee in the pound. Exactly. I thought about that. Anyway, I was going to... Why did you ask me about that? Oh, because you wanted to deport me as a foreigner. That's right.
Sorry, that's pretty much it.
Link.
But I was going to talk something about the Facebook button.
Yeah.
Because the background of the story, from my understanding... is that a lot of people put quite sad news up on Facebook.
That's it!
And they feel really bad, someone sort of saying,
I just want
to say, you know, my mum
died.
Yeah, exactly. my pet budgie flew away and into the propellers of a drone. into the propellers of a drone. And someone goes, like?
It's even worse when it had Ebola first. Because then, of course, it becomes airborne and then we're stuffed.
Yeah, I don't like posts like that.
No.
Why would you?
I avoid it. And yeah, well, that's the thing. And then you see a lot of people who have, and it's like, yeah, I know what you mean, but I'm not going to. And then you worry, well, maybe they think I don't care if I haven't liked their...
Funny thing is, you don't care.
I don't.
You don't give a flying fruit loop.
It's a nice way of saying, I don't care.
I don't like you. I don't care. Yeah. Get stuffed.
But isn't that the whole point of Facebook? It really is the notion of a whole lot of people that you don't like. So there's... It aggregates...
Wow, I'm really glad I'm on your Facebook.
Well, guys, I was going to talk about that, but...
I just got to make some changes.
There are people that you like on your Facebook, clearly, but there are a whole lot of people that you don't like, because what you would have... It's almost like... Okay, now think about this.
No, I don't do that.
Okay, so let's pre-Facebook, right? So we go back to last week.
When we had a conversation.
We go back to last week, pre-Facebook. Yeah. We had this idea
that... Oh, my God, I want to invent Preface Book.
Preface Book.
What preface book?
Pre-Facebook.
Pre-Facebook. Preface book.
So
before I put this up, I just want to tell you something.
What happened to those people that you went to high school with that you had no interest in ever seeing again after high school? You just forgot them.
I don't know. I don't know anyone I went to high school with.
You keep a little revenge diary. That's the problem. Richard's has got his little revenge.
I mean, I do. Yeah.
Kill list.
Yes, kill list. Yeah, kill exactly.
List. The best way to do it. Kill
but,
list.
But you know, I'm on a couple of school lists.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't mean I like everyone.
But what Facebook does is it kind of removes the natural selection of friends, because it allows you to stay in contact with these people. And often,
I agree with you. Yeah. And then Google tried to codify that with the circles, you know.
Yes.
And then Facebook took over that as well. Friends, family, acquaintances.
I know.
People who you've friended, who you don't like, you can create up your own.
Exactly. Friends of friends and all that.
Would be great. Stuff.
Complete assholes I want to keep track of, because I want to have a revenge on them later, five years down the track.
And in a week's time, of course, those lists will become public.
Yep.
Like the list, if you put on Twitter, if you put people into like a list, they can see that.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is kind of a problem.
It is kind of a problem.
Dildos.
Although what's really interesting, of course, in Europe...
My dildo list is amazing.
Shots.
What's really interesting in Europe, of course, Europe has a law...
Can I have photos?
Has a
actually,
law...
Actually, I've got to tell you.
Called the right to be forgotten.
Yes.
So the right to be forgotten.
I know,
ironically, Leo Sayer actually...
signed up 20 years ago.
He signed up years ago. Kamal. Yeah. Similar thing.
Yeah exactly. Yeah. No, so for anyone who doesn't know what the right to be forgotten is, it's basically that you can have your effectively any mentions of you on the internet removed.
Now, of course, if you're really, really rich...
But it's only through Google.
It's only through Google
search. It's only in Europe. Two countries.
Oh, it's okay.
That's not all Europe.
No, I thought
it's like
EU
two
law.
Countries. Yeah, I think it's like two countries or something like that.
What's all right, because I use Alta Vista, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
But it's quite interesting that the one area that it doesn't go into is Facebook. So any references you still have on Facebook.
Oh, sure, but it's only from Google search, isn't it? It's only from search results that they're removed from.
Correct. Although I don't...
So Facebook's nothing to do with that.
No, that's probably quite true, actually, when I think about that. So really, you can edit that whole section out. Because that just showed my peak ignorance.
No, I guess Google searches.
You're not
Google
a peak.
Searches Facebook.
Facebook. So we've got pre-Facebook and now Facebook.
Yeah. Facebook.
I'm going to open pre-Facebook.
Facebook.
Facebook is where you post something and decide you don't want to do it anymore.
Post Facebook.
That's post Facebook, yes.
Post Facebook.
Nice.
Thanks for your time.
It's back and it's facier than it ever was.
But you could have post pre-Facebook.
You could.
All of this is giving me indigestion.
Don't bother, because there's no people on.
Yeah, because they've got a right to be forgotten.
They forgot to put the like button in. It's just a dislike button.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of people who hate each other.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's exactly
it.
So, if you enjoyed this experience, you're very, very sad. Exactly, that's the one. And now, see, the great bit about this is Richard can't talk.
Well, he can.
You're going to give it away?
Yeah.
Go on, give it away.
Richard just can't talk because we're playing this on his skipping iPhone.
Skippy.
Explain why.
Because the studio we're recording in, which shall remain nameless, does not allow the use of any device that was produced post-1996.
Great year. Yet it is flexible enough that we have customizable, removable buttons.
It does. And buttons you can saw off with a and buttons you can saw off with a hacksaw.
You can.
All of those things are all available.
Talk about revenge.
Even has an 8-track. It's an amazing thing. If you've enjoyed this show, there's a whole archive of us dating back to like the 19th century.
Say goodbye, Pete.
Okay. No, there's a bit more.
Goodbye, Pete.
You can check that out. You can search us. You can do all that sort of stuff. I always get to do this.
Incidentally, Richard wins. Richard wins tonight in the swear count.
I was on one. What happened there?
You swore a lot, you fool. How hard is this to understand? What is this, maths? It is maths. It's not hard to understand.
It's not rocket science.
Just get with the program.
Actually, it's harder.
Do you know that rocket science isn't rocket science either?
No, I heard that.
I made that
did
up.
Did you see that sketch on the knife fighting show?
It's a terrible show.
Yes, it is. It's rocket science.
I know a rocket scientist who actually has a t-shirt that says, yes, it is fucking rocket science.
Oh, God damn it, now you're even!
Can we go now?
Yeah, we can go now.
See you in 5 years.
I'll see you in 5 or 6 years. Thanks. Or next week.